Hey there, survivors. The Last of Us Part 2 is out now, but we're going to take you back to where it all started with The Last of Us.
Clyde Computers is the home of Apple on the far south coast.
Game on!
Game on!
Now, The Last of Us came out in 2013, but it has been remastered for PS4. But it's been sitting on my shelf for the last 2 years. I've been meaning to play it, but there's been one thing that's been holding me back. It's zombies. It's a zombie game, and I am definitely scared of zombies, but I'm glad I've jumped into this because it is an absolute gem. Now, if you've been thinking of picking up The Last of Us Part 2, you definitely want to go out and grab The Last of Us before you do and play through that because it is a heavily story-based game and you need to know what is happening. Now, the story kicks off during the outbreak and then jumps 20 years into the future where we see Joel become an older man. He's very grumpy and he is now a smuggler. He's tasked by the Fireflies to take Ellie, a young girl, across the country. Now, I think I explained that pretty well without giving away any spoilers. High five! Now, I definitely don't want to give you any spoilers because I want you to experience this firsthand. So, that is the basic storyline for you. You're probably wondering what kind of zombie apocalypse this is, whether it's the undead, it's infected. Well, it is infected, but it's a variation on the infected. They've gone the fungal route, so it's loosely based on the Ophiocordyceps unilateralis, I can't pronounce that, the zombie ant virus. It's a fungus that infects ants in the Amazon and forces them to go into their nests and then spread the spores that way. So it's loosely based on that one, so that's a little fun fact. So hopefully that doesn't, you know, mutate and affect humans, but I think we're good for now.
Fingers crossed.
Now let's take a closer look at the zombies in the game. There are four different types. There's the runners, who are freshly turned, have full vision and will attack anything on sight. The stalkers, which the next stage of the evolution of the zombie, starts growing a bit of fungus out of the head, is a bit more vicious and again still has vision and will attack on sight. Then you got the clickers. They're completely blind. The fungus has taken over their head, but they'll track you through sound and can only be killed in certain ways. So you have a shiv, that's the only way you can do it, or you can shoot or anything like that. You can't strangle those ones or the other zombies other than the next category, bloater, you can strangle. And bloaters, which are heavily armored in fungus and throw spores at you. Now these are a little harder to kill. You need armor-piercing weapons or fire. Fire usually works too. Now, zombies aren't the main enemy in this game. You're also taking on other survivors. So there's different factions of people around trying to survive, and you will most likely have to take them out if you're going to play. So get ready for that. I find it easy to take out humans myself, but the zombies just creep me out. So that's just my opinion. The gameplay of this game is very structured. So you put in a certain location and got to scrounge up anything you can to try and get through and wipe out your enemies so you can continue on the set storyline. So you can craft and find ammo throughout the map, and then you take out enemies by either strangling or using the items you've got. But yeah, it's pretty good. There's like the standard like ducking, hiding, and then takedowns. But if you're discovered, you got to fight your way out of it. But so yeah, you can get entertaining, or it can get frustrating where you keep dying in the same place. So you got to find a set strategy. But depending on what difficulty you're playing, the NPCs are pretty easy to predict. The graphics of this game were top of the line for 2013, so they still hold up fairly well on today, and it's been slightly remastered for the PS4, so you will still enjoy yourself, but don't expect anything as good as probably Final Fantasy VII's graphics.
Hot tips.
Now, a few things you will probably figure out as you go along, but are very helpful to know when you're starting the game are: clickers are completely blind, so you can sneak up on them quite easily. Even if they're coming straight towards you, you can sneak up to them and then take them down. Also, you can only take down a clicker with a shiv. So I learned this the hard way, so you can't choke out a clicker, but so it's very important to always have a shiv on you early game. It can get kind of hard to find the materials because you do have to find the sharp object and the tape, and sometimes at the beginning of the game, it's few and far between. It does become a lot easier later on because the shivs do become more durable, but early game, make sure you always have a shiv on you. The clickers may be completely blind, but the runners still have complete vision. So if there are runners and clickers in there together, take out the runners first as they will alert everyone that you are there, and then the clickers will start coming after you. You don't want a clicker coming after you. It's not fun. Now, bloaters are harder to kill as they're heavily armored, so fire is always my recommendation. Molotov cocktails and later, as you get the flamethrower, become very useful. Now, if you're not very confident with your skills on sneaking up, or you are too scared of a clicker randomly coming up and eating your neck, well, there is a skill tree that you can activate, which does give you that last resort where you can shiv a clicker when it starts attacking you. So if it costs you about 100 pills, so save up for that one if you're not confident with your skills. Now, another useful thing to have on you while you're sneaking around or have it equipped ready to go is either a bottle or a brick, as if you throw it at your enemy after they spot you. It will stun them for a second, allowing you to take them down. Now, hopefully those tips will help you get through The Last of Us very quickly if you haven't played already, so you can get to The Last of Us 2. That's this episode of Game On. I can go into more detail about the game, but this game is very story-driven, so I want you to discover it for yourself so you can enjoy this game and the next game to its fullest avail. If you have any other games or tech you want me to check out, let me know at the website. That's all thanks to Clark Computers, the home of Apple on the South Coast. Head to their Facebook page and check out their end of financial year clearance sale, where they've got some MacBook Pro 15 inches for a great price.
Game on!
Yeah, game on!